Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number. Brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 800-259-9231. That's, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we'll tell you more about them in a little bit. 800-259-9231 tonight. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Write to your phone calls about what you want. Kurt is in Michigan, and you're on the AMP line. Hello, Kurt.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, before I get to my main point, I'd like to talk about some issues that don't get brought up. In a timely fashion discussions. Like, I called in prior, at a prior time about shooting a little girl in the head who was picking her flowers when nobody brought up the laws of proportionality. And I also think that something was said the other night that I don't think an angle was covered on. And a person asked if pushing a blind man out of the way of a bus would have been initiating force on him.
I said it was. What do you think?
Well, it all depends on whose behalf you're working, because that person is pulling into their suicide an innocent person driving the bus who very well may wake up four or five times a night screaming at the look of that guy's face, the snapshot in his mind plastered on his bus. Maybe you're working for his benefit.
Makes sense.
So you're saying that by stepping out in front of the bus, that man is actually committing a criminal act, and by essentially rescuing him, initiating force upon him, you're essentially trying to prevent the criminal act from occurring?
Right. Well, how would you feel if you were used as the instrument of somebody's suicide and had to live with that for the rest of your life?
Interesting perspective.
I see it.
Yeah, see where you're coming from.
So I just wanted to bring that up. You know, I mean, I think a better analogy would be, would you tackle a guy who had a gun to his head or was holding a bottle of Clorox threatening to drink it?
Well,
so I think that...
In this case, the gentleman was using the blind man as a guy who's sort of accidentally doing something. So, like, he was saying that it is not an initiation of force to change the diaper on a child, which is the example that I used. And I can, you know, my experience is it is certainly initiation of force because in the case of Jack, he doesn't want to stop to have his diaper changed. He has things to do, and they are not on your agenda.
Mm.
Well, again, if the blind man is inadvertently walking in front of a bus, I'm sure he would thank you. And if he is not inadvertently walking in front of that bus, again, he's dragging somebody into his suicide and causing like huge psychological damage to him.
Well, one thing you're assuming here, and I understand, probably rightfully so. However, the world isn't full of reasonable people. So the blind man may be a jerk. He may be litigious. He may be one of, you know, a variety of different people that would, it doesn't really matter to him that you saved his life. He sees you as an opportunity to either vent frustrations or make some money or whatever. So
I'm sure that truck driver would take the stand in your defense.
Yeah. And
probably thank you.
I'm sure.
Sure. And in that case, it would be, of course, we might be talking about a free market world where there's no government courts. In that case, the arbitrator may just decide to laugh that guy out of the courtroom. I mean, come on, dude.
Yes, as he should.
Maybe he would award the guy a gun where he could kill himself. But I mean, again, that you're not dragging in somebody into that's the situation.
I appreciate you bringing that perspective up because it's a great point. What else did you have on your mind tonight, Kurt?
Well, I'd like to talk about now. We've met, and I hope you see me as being a nonviolent individual.
I've never seen evidence of violence from you, so sure.
Well, thank you. I would like to, because I'm getting the feeling that you're moving toward a position where violence is never the answer.
Yeah, I am moving toward that position.
I'd like to test that theory.
All right, sure.
Okay. So now you're going to say I'm going off into the realm of fantastical, but the fact of the matter is these things have happened on Earth. They are happening on Earth right now, mm-hmm. and I don't believe that our Americanness precludes us from being able to get to this point. So what happens if they set up checkpoints and you can't go a mile down the road without hitting two of them? Is that time for violence?
When you say violence, what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that I'm suggesting defensive violence.
If they're setting up checkpoints up and down the roads, when I go there and I can't go, you know, several miles without hitting two of them, what is violence going to do for that?
True.
My answer is no. I think that what needs to happen in the cases of police states doing the awful things that you're talking about, and certainly the Jewish people in Germany were subjected to some horrible things and lots of mandates and things like checkpoints, stuff like that, registration and all that, the stars they had to wear. So I think that really what should be done in that case is mass non-cooperation.
Yeah, that helped the Jews, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Did they mass non-cooperate? I'm pretty sure they didn't. I'm pretty sure they lined up to register and they lined up to
go through. Do you think it would have made a difference, Ian?
I think the Nazis were
beating Jews in the street. They were shooting people fairly openly.
I'm not going to cooperate
with you shooting me.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about in the beginning when they were they shooting people in the beginning, or didn't that come a lot later?
They were beating Jews pretty early on.
That was the brown shirts, and they didn't have the rule of law behind them. And you know, I'm not saying that entirely matters. But what would have changed it, Nick?
I'm not saying that anything necessarily would have changed it.
So the solution to the problem may not have been violence. It may have been violence. It may not have been non-cooperation.
How did not resorting to violence help the Jews in Germany?
They didn't non-cooperate. You see, this is the dichotomy that is fallacious. The suggestion or the false choice is that, well, either the Jews do nothing or they fight. And what I'm suggesting is there's another option where, or whoever the oppressed group is, either the oppressed group does nothing and just goes along with the plan, or they fight. And we saw what happened when they went along with the plan, because that's for the most part what happened. They were put into camps, and then they were exterminated.
The Buddhists in Tibet attempted non-cooperation.
You're assuming a collective consciousness that they can all think one way. Again, you're going to have the same
30%
will go one way, 30% will go the other way. The middle 40 just want to get along with their
I'm mind. Not assuming that. What percentage went the route of non-cooperation? That's what I want to know. I've never heard any stories about it.
But I would imagine the next step would be people would start disappearing. Now, would that be the time for violence?
What are they going to do, Kurt, when they start disappearing? When you pull out this gun and go for the people on the checkpoint, and I'm not saying... I'm not saying that people shouldn't do that or people wouldn't do it or whatever. I don't know. If they're putting up checkpoints every 50 feet on the road, maybe it's time for violence. It's not time for violence for me.
But what if that number gets to 1,000 people taken and we're not hearing anything from the government?
What do you want me to do about it?
Oh, well, of course, the next step would be we'll know where those 1,000 people are because they're hanging out in public dead as a warning to everybody else, and they've stopped disappearing people and started shooting people smack dab in the head when they refuse to show their papers.
Look,
isn't the time for violence?
And understood, Kurt, and now we are going into the fantastic. I go out, Kurt, and I smoke a cop. What have I done for liberty? I smoke three of them.
There's three Rasputins around. I would imagine there would be different
lines in the sand for different people who would act in different ways at different times. And, of course, the news of their actions will affect the people who have been thinking about acting. You know what I'm saying? And it would end up, again, where does it stop? I mean, they have you on the rack. Is it time for violence?
You're on the rack. You're done for.
Well, right. I would point out, Kurt, I agree with Kurt, but I mean, if you look at what the Tibetans did to try to resist Chinese rule, largely because of their religious beliefs, they did try to suffer, not quietly, but they didn't turn to violence. They turned to try to show the world what was happening, and they didn't resort to violence against the Chinese, and over 1 million of them died as a result. So I think once you reach the point of a police state where the violence is fairly overt, then I don't see any point to non-cooperating or remaining peaceful with people who are trying to kill you or at least make you disappear to a gulag.
You're also talking about an occupier. You know, the British could go home. The Chinese can go home. But the guy who disappeared me was 5 doors down. He ain't going anywhere.
Kurt,
you know what I mean?
But do you see what I mean? That sitting there and focusing on, well, what if this happened and what if that happened, is focusing on the violence and doesn't do anything against the police state and only internally frustrates you and whomever might be doing it?
I'll let Kurt answer that when we come back. More with Kurt, your calls as well. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's an important conversation to have. Your thoughts are welcome, or anything you want to talk about goes. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint Internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. Go ahead and get involved if you are a lady listener. All the details are there on how to submit your photo or video for the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Now then, we're talking about, we have Kurt on the line with us. We're going to get right back to him and take your calls about, of course, what you want. But the topic at hand is violence. And Mark, you and I had a discussion last night about this. It was prompted by an article that our friend Dale wrote over at anarchyinyourhead.com. You can go and read that for yourself or just tune into last night's show to hear it on the air. But talking about the choice between violence to achieve liberty versus peace to achieve liberty. And I am, as I was talking about before, just I'm really coming onto the side of peace these days. I used to be somebody that, you know, used to be kind of the gun polisher type. Oh, they'll take my guns when, you know, they'll get them lead first. And, okay, let's fight back when they come and attack us. And I've kind of come to the conclusion that it's just not going to do anything. I mean, there have been so many examples of people who have fought back with violence when the state has come after them, and they end up dead, and they end up being outed essentially as crazies and loons in the news media. And so whenever somebody remembers them, they remember them as a nut job, not as somebody who was a freedom fighter. So I want to invite people to come here to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, so we can achieve liberty through peaceful means. Because I think that getting together with other like-minded people who also understand what liberty is all about, who also want to achieve it in their lifetime, I think getting together with those people in the same geographic area is going to be one of the major factors that prevents the tyranny, that will allow us to turn things around and get to freedom sometime within our lifetimes. I think being spread out makes violence more likely. I think being alone or feeling alone makes you more have a greater proclivity toward thinking about such violent things and focusing on those things. And that's kind of the crux of what you were asking Kurt about a moment ago. I just, again, want to invite people to go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. I think you can come up here and you'll get a whole lot more excited about the potential for achieving liberty in our lifetime without having to focus on the idea of arming up and going out with a bang, because that won't achieve freedom for you either. And I think that's kind of what one of the points that we're making here. But Mark, you were asking Kurt a question before we went away.
Kurt, I was just Ian, you remind me, help me remember the question. I'm not remembering it.
Well, Kurt, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm still.
Okay, do you recall what the question was, Kurt?
I don't, but I think that your intro was kind of not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about one guy that runs afoul of a city who decides, you know, and then the officials of the city decide to you know, make an example of him. I'm talking about wholesale abuse and large-scale abuse of the entire population.
And it's going on in many countries around the world. It's not something unusual, and it could very well come to a state near you. I don't doubt that, but this was the question, Kurt, is sitting around and thinking about the possibility of when it is that it's okay to use violence. It's one thing to draw a line in the sand. It's another thing entirely to sit there and think about that line. Come on, cross it.
Well,
come on, cross it. I got my gun right here. I'm ready to go. And
to be fair, that's not what Kurt's doing here. He's asking, do you think it's ever acceptable to use violence?
That's true.
He's saying, would it be acceptable here? Well, how about here? But that's not the point of the conversation. The point of the conversation is there a point where a government becomes so tyrannical where it's acceptable to use violence to resist it?
Kurt?
I think. Well, I'm speaking for you there, but
I think there is a point. I don't know what that point is, and like I said, it's going to be different for different people, you know. But I think that using violence too quickly is just as wrong as saying that violence is never the answer. Because if somebody breaks into my home, and again, I'm not talking about the state, but if somebody breaks into my home, I'm not going to reach for a bunch of flowers to give them.
I think we addressed this, Kurt, with the breaking into the home thing, where I pointed out that violence is defined, at least at dictionary.com, by a physical force exerted for the purpose of violating, damaging, or abusing. If you're defending your wife from being raped, or you're defending your children or your property from being broken into and violated by somebody who is intending to do harm, I don't consider it necessarily violence in order to use force to stop an aggressor in that particular case.
It may be the very best thing for that aggressor is to be stopped.
In that case, you're dealing with an individual. Well, hold on, Kurt. In that case, you're dealing with an individual who doesn't have the force of the gang, the criminal gang known as government, and all of its the media, the news media that will hang off of their every word, going along with him, the PR machine essentially to back him up. So if you were to use force in that particular case to defend your family, then you would be seen as a hero in that case. case. But if it's a Ruby Ridge situation and you've got the government coming in and they're sieging your home, then if you use violence, you're going to end up dead anyway. So what would you do in that particular case?
Well, I would give up because I understand that. That's, you know, but if, again, if they've turned the entire country into Ruby Ridge, you know, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, it's
about
not going to all happen overnight.
See, no, that's not necessarily, Ian, that's not necessarily true. Many times throughout history, it has happened overnight. It's built and built and built and got progressively worse. But then, you know, then the killing does start on the part of the government pretty much overnight. There
Even
was Kristallnacht.
So,
there was
the sitting around and waiting for it. That this is the part that is killing my soul, Kurt. I mean, this is the one that's, this is what's getting me, is the constant thought about these cops and what they do, and these government bureaucrats, and thinking what I can do to stop them. I have these fantasies, Kurt, wait, Kurt, I have these fantasies of pulling out a gun, I don't own a gun, and shooting these people and stopping them from the violence that they're committing against people. I need a way out, Kurt, and I'll tell you what, thinking about where that line in the sand is not my way out.
But also going in front of the White House and sitting down very calmly and setting yourself on fire didn't work in.
I'm not going to do it
either.
I'm not going to make that sacrifice.
Nobody advocated that.
Not interested in it.
But if, again, if what you're doing is you're allowing people to get away with stealing, raping, and murdering,
we're allowing it now.
The only thing that you have to offer them is forgiveness. What you are doing is you are enticing them to do it some more because they're completely and utterly unopposed.
We're doing it now, Kurt. The government is stealing. They're killing. They're kidnapping people. They're doing it completely out in the open, and you and I and nobody else is doing anything about it.
When they hang them in front of the town, when they hang them in the town square as an example,
why would they do it? They may do that, but maybe they won't. I mean, that's your line in the sand when the dead body's hanging in the town square.
I don't know what my line in the sand is, but I'll tell you, it's going to be well before they've mapped out all the Free State Project homes and send a tank down the street to blow them all up after they've forced people to stand.
Wow, that's so paranoid.
It could happen, but I what am I going to do about a tank, Kurt?
Well, you can buy an RPG, Mark.
You don't have one of those?
I do not have an RPG.
Thanks, Kurt, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
I don't have a samurai sword. I got nothing. I got a rake. What am I going to go out there and beat this tank? Yeah. I got nothing for these people.
Kurt's talking about an extreme example. I think it's important to remember that. As long as you're free to come here and do a radio show and criticize the government, then I don't think it's time for violence. But it might not always be that way.
Toll-free number is 800.
So as long as I'm on the radio, I don't have to talk about violence.
800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this or whatever you want to discuss. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you just need to click and download. They're right there for you, front page of the website. FreeTalkLive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer our listeners low-cost and very acquirable gold and silver. We have several different pieces that I picked out myself. And for those of you who can't just come up with the money it takes to buy 20 of these, because it's really best to buy 20 of these coins at once just for shipping purposes, and it lowers the cost per coin that you have to pay in order to get it from there to you. They have a layaway program, and this layaway program, essentially you can put 10% down for the 20 coins, whether they're gold or silver, and we have several different varieties for you to pick from, and then on a weekly or biweekly basis, whenever you get your paycheck, you can give them some more money. So essentially every paycheck, you can put a little money away in gold and silver, and you can have that as a hedge against inflation. Look, gold is broken away today. It's gone up to its highest point ever from the dollar value. Nick?
It's over $1,040. So, I mean, that's a breakout.
So when we were offering these 3 weeks ago, and they were below 1,000, like, you missed out on it. So do you want to get it now before it goes above 1,100? It's gold.freetalklive.com to buy in mass, or if you want to do the layaway program, it's 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com.
We continue taking your phone calls. Dave is in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
Dave, what's on your mind? We're doing a radio show.
That sounds like fun. Real quick, before I get to my main thing, I wanted to say I took the startpage.com 7-day challenge, and I really like it.
Cool.
I have two computers here at work, a Mac and a PC, and then a Mac at home, and on all of them, I have Startpage as my main search engine now. And
excellent.
It works great. It's really fast.
And it keeps you private.
It keeps me private, most importantly, when I'm looking up donkey shows or how to make bombs.
Let's not do that at work, okay?
So, I kind of wanted to take a break from the typical, you know, are you going to shoot people or whatnot? Because I was listening to a podcast a little while ago where Mark was talking about Bigfoot.
I do love
and,
Bigfoot.
And I didn't want to talk about Bigfoot, but I wanted to talk about, you know, ghosts.
Ghosts. Okay.
You know, not necessarily getting into the Art Bell, George Noy realm, but, you know, I just kind of wanted to get your guys' opinions, if you had any experiences, because I had an experience as a child, probably third or fourth grade, where my parents had gone out to L.A. for something, and I stayed with my grandmother. And when I was in kindergarten, my grandfather died of a heart attack, and he was a heavy smoker. And so we were staying with her, and it was the middle of the night, and
and you heard coughing.
Was that?
You heard coughing from the other room.
No, I did not hear coughing. I actually, I had to pee. So I got up, and it's a ranch-style home. And so I came out of the bathroom, and I smelled cigarette smoke. Well, that's weird. You know, it's just me and my sister and my grandmother. My grandmother doesn't smoke. I could hear her snoring in bed. And I looked down the hall, and there I saw my grandfather sitting. He had been dead for several years now. I saw him sitting on the couch where he would always sit, with a cigarette in his hand, looking at the TV as if he was watching it.
Oh, that's
and,
creepy.
It was kind of weird. Yeah.
Are you pulling our chain? Really? Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm not pulling your chain. This really happened.
You smelled cigarette smoke. You saw your grandfather. And what were you doing before you went out to go to the bathroom?
I was sleeping.
Okay.
And then I woke
Is it
up.
Possible you were just dreaming?
No, because I was awake.
Like, yeah, but how do you know?
I woke up and went, wow, I have to pee. And, you know, I got up.
I've had peeing dreams before, and they're very disturbing to me because I'll actually go to the bathroom in the dream, but thank goodness I'm not going to the bathroom in real life.
That really is awful.
I've had those dreams where I'm going to the bathroom in real life
but
during the peeing dream.
We're talking about the guy's grandpa here.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to tell you didn't see your grandfather sitting there. And, you know, but most of these ghost stories that I see on the internet or on TV or anything like that, they always strike me as crackpotty. But, well, you know, I can tell you that my dad, whom seemed like a very grounded man, really did believe in ghosts. So, I don't know, maybe he just believed in them to make life more interesting. Whatever.
I think he probably saw what you saw. I just don't know that that was actually there. And I don't think that makes you crazy. I just...
No, he's crazy.
I've met quite a few people who seem pretty grounded. I've met at least a few who have seen dead people who are not there anymore. That doesn't mean they're schizophrenic or anything. That just means sometimes I think the brain works. You're just seeing things that aren't necessarily the way they are in an objective reality or in the way that another observer would see them. But I don't think that you didn't see what you saw.
I'm not saying there aren't unexplained phenomena. I've heard some pretty amazing stories myself, but I'm just trying to explain it. That's all. You were sleeping at the time.
Well, I think
you believe you woke up.
When you see somebody from your life who has died, I think that's actually more common than a lot of people realize. Really? I think a lot of people just won't admit to it because they're worried that it'll make them look a little.
Okay, so what's the rest of the story, Dave? You saw the grandpa on the couch smoking a cigarette. Did you talk to him? What happened then?
Well, I really had to pee, and I just kind of saw it, and it's really hard to explain. I didn't think anything of it. I don't know why. I went in, took a leak, came out, and he was gone. My little smoke was gone, and I just went back to bed. I didn't try and go over because I didn't really know him that well. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't try and go over and talk to him or say, hey, or aren't you supposed to be dead or something like that. You know, I would say, hey, maybe you got a point, like, with the whole seeing things, but smelling things.
Seeing is just another sense, as is smelling. I mean, you're just talking about some of your senses that were being manipulated in some way. And again, it could be just simply that you were sleeping and you thought you were awake the entire time, and in point of fact, you never actually did go to the bathroom. It could be simply a vivid dream. Of course, some would make the argument that this is all a vivid dream.
Well, at this point, it's been it's been years since it occurred. He doesn't have any reference points to be able to say, yes, you're right, or no, you're
I'm not.
So it's all you sound like is somebody who's trying to discount his story. Look, you saw your grandpa? Fine. You saw your grandpa.
Well, it would have been a lot more. I understand that, Mark. But if it had been the middle of the day and he was just getting home from work.
Oh, then the story would be believable.
Right. Then then it would be have a little more credibility, because then there wouldn't be the possibility that he was actually still asleep.
You don't get to see dead people when you want to see dead people, Ian.
I understand that. But the fact that he was just sleeping prior to this event makes me say maybe he was still, maybe Dave was still sleeping.
All right, Dave, you're crazy. See ya.
No, Dave.
No, I wasn't still. I mean, I was awake. I've never had a dream where I pee in my dream and don't wake up.
I can tell you,
I've had those dreams when I wake up and go, you know, and hope I haven't went to bed. But I'm pretty sure I was awake.
Okay. I mean, I've got no reason to disbelieve you. I was just putting forth my immediate thought of, this could have been the case because...
I believe you, Dave. I think that people see dead people who aren't there when they're awake. And I don't think that makes you crazy. I just, you know, you're on this earth for hopefully 60, 70 years. Your brain might make a couple, you know, might fill a couple things in. At some point during that time, and it's a pretty common experience to maybe not see a dead relative, but to think that they're around you, or to think that they've moved something. I mean, that's fairly common, and a lot of people think they've interacted with ghosts, and I don't think it makes them crazy.
So
I used to go down into his workshop, because he had a whole he used to design, like, he was partly an electrical engineer, and I'd go down to his workshop after he died. My grandmother never touched it, so I'd go down there and just mess with things. Sometimes you feel like somebody's there, sometimes not, and that I don't really consider to be any sort of real evidence.
So, Dave, you don't like to turn crazy. How about soft in the head?
Oh, be nice,
table?
Mark. Be
you
nice.
Like
you, haven't you had any weird experiences?
Of course, I've had them. I'm just playing with Dave.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate the call and the story. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. There are unexplained things out there. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency. and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us and help us get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners to the program. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com. And it really is the show that allows you to bring up whatever you want. We just had somebody call in about ghosts. It's been a while since such a topic has come up. I mean, this is not the Art Bell Show. Does he even do his show anymore, the Art Bell Show?
I think that he does like a weekend show, and then George no.
Well, they have the old school ones they're playing. They play the ones that are 10 years old or 15 years old, but I don't know if Art Bell's still doing. Anyway, this is not that kind of show, but we'll certainly talk about those issues if you want to bring them up. And the last caller, Dave in Nevada, was telling us a story about how he swears that he saw his dead grandfather on the couch as he was getting up from being asleep to go to the bathroom. And my suggestion immediately, I thought, well, maybe you were still being influenced by the fact that you were sleepy. Though he was certain that he was wide awake at the time that had happened. But there are all kinds of interesting stories out there that are just unexplainable, that there's just no way to physically explain them. And certainly some of them are hoaxes, and some of them are a bunch of nonsense. And I think that, by the way, the Penn & Teller episode, Penn & Teller's BS, great television program. There's one they did about ghost hunters, which was hilarious. These people that essentially spend their free time going around with video cameras and audio recording equipment, and
everybody knows you can't record a ghost.
Hanging out in these areas in which the ghost sightings have been reported, trying their darndest to capture some sort of fleeting image, and then trying to make the claim that what they've captured is actually some sort of paranormal activity. I think all that's a bunch of silliness, and there's never really been anything conclusive in the hundreds of hours of
these
people.
The only ghost sighting that matters is your own.
Yeah.
And if you saw it, you know, whatever you saw, it is whatever it is to you, and that's fine. I mean, I've had
get on with your life,
images and things like that of things I've seen. I saw some lightning bugs one time and thought that I was going to get probed. it's... You know, whatever you see, it's fine. I'm not going to tell you you're nuts, but I do find most of the stuff that I see on TV to be a bunch of hogwash.
Well, I would say that you're not nuts for seeing something that was unexplainable or telling people about it. I would say the nutsiness comes in when you start to dedicate your life to trying to see it again, or when you become obsessed with what you believe that you saw, that it becomes the focus of your life. You know, it's one thing to see your dead grandfather one night when you woke up to go to the bathroom, go back to bed, and then get up and go to work the next day and not really, you know, do anything about that. But to start setting up video cameras to monitor the couch 24 hours a day to make sure that old Gramps doesn't come back for another visit, and just to kind of become obsessed over it, I think that's where the nuttiness comes in.
It may be. I can understand why people think about it a lot, because people certainly think about what happens after they die. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a big question for a lot of people. So I think that's why ghosts in particular get so much attention.
I think you're absolutely right.
As opposed to people claiming they saw a unicorn or, you know, something.
Yeah, where
like
are
that.
The unicorn reports? I mean, they've got Bigfoot reports out there. How come people aren't? There's Bigfoot.
Are you comparing Bigfoot to unicorns?
I'm certainly more convinced that Bigfoot could be real than I am that ghosts could be real.
What about unicorns?
I'm not really.
They have unicorns at the circus.
What about leprechauns?
What, a leprechaun?
No one looks for those anymore,
do they?
Only
crazy people think leprechauns exist.
Let's continue here. Mark is in North Carolina. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark. Mark,
hello?
North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
First time caller.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
About 3 weeks.
Oh, welcome.
Actually, the story you just had on it. Previous to me, it kind of rings a bell. I had a similar experience, albeit a little more detailed, I guess you could say. I was older. And,
okay. What happened?
Anyway, I was, make a long story short, I was 19. My grandfather and I have always been very close, and we shared the same birth date, actually. We spoke on our birthday, on January 19th in 2001 or 2, I can't really recall. But everything seemed fine. We, you know, discussed typical things. And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, I was laying in bed. It was early in the morning, 3, 4 a.m. And I, you know, that, like that realm between sleep and awake when you can like smell the coffee, but you're still dreaming.
Yes, sure.
It was kind of like that. But well, you know, we've always had, everybody has the dream, inside of a dream, you know, you always believe it's happening, and then you wake up and you go, wow, you know, you can tell the difference between a dream and reality. Well,
sometimes.
I always have dreams where, like, you know, things seem realistic when I wake up and go, wait a minute, I don't know Ronald McDonald.
Sure, sure. Once you wake up, you can ascertain that you are indeed
exactly.
Dreaming, typically, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm laying in bed, and I didn't see anything, but I felt the weight of my grandfather's hand on my chest, and he basically said in no uncertain terms, you know, I'm sorry this happened, goodbye, tell everybody I'm okay, and I love them, and goodbye. And that was basically it, and I said, I could hear his voice, I could hear the trembling in his voice. I could feel the weight of his hand on my chest, and I said to him something to the respect of, okay, Grandpa, don't worry, love you, bye. And then I got up and went to the bathroom and had forgotten about it by the time I got back to bed. And about 2 or 3 days later, I was at work getting ready to come home, and I was cleaning up my area. And all of a sudden, the dream came back to me. I call it a dream because I don't really know what else to call it. And, you know, I was kind of disturbed, like, felt kind of guilty, you know, why would I dream about my grandfather's death?
So the memory, you were at work and the memory of the dream came back to you, is what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And your grandfather was alive at this time?
Last I talked to him, January 19th, 2002. We were actually planning a trip to Alaska with my cousin, and everything seemed fine. And 3 weeks later, I had this incredibly realistic dream. To this day, it still seemed like reality, as if I'm, close your eyes and have a conversation with somebody. And I mean, you can hear the voice, you can feel the voice almost. And anyway, so I'm driving home, and I'm, you know, replaying this dream in my mind. And I get home, and I'm still 19, living at home, and I tell my mother about this dream, and halfway through it, she starts getting all red in the face and teary-eyed, and I'm just kind of like laughing at her, going, you know, it's just a dream, calm down. And that's when she, you know, lets me know that for the past 3 weeks, my grandfather has been missing. And they have been keeping the information. It has just been kept between his children,
yeah.
The information.
Oh,
and they didn't want to worry anybody because he did have a habit of, you know, just packing up his truck and going on like a 3-month backpacking trip and not telling anybody. That's just how he was. And so, yeah, 3 weeks later, I have this dream. We find out he's missing, and like instantly, I just felt that he was gone. You know, by and large, because of that dream. And anyway, about 3 months later, they found his body in the woods.
Wow.
He'd been tied to a tree.
Hmm.
And anyway, well,
he was tied to a tree.
Yeah, he was tied to a tree, and he died of. We don't know exactly what happened. He was tied to a tree, and he was basically strangled to death. And
my gosh.
Anyway, yeah.
How awful.
So anyway, given the extreme nature of, you know, what happened to him, I can sort of understand, you know, possibly why he would need to come back and say specifically, don't worry, I'm okay, you know, I'm sorry about what happened and everything.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's amazing. And there have been a lot of stories like that of people who, and maybe it doesn't necessarily have to involve death, but it could involve, you know, the story of, like, the mother that's at home washing the dishes while she's struck with a vision that her daughter is in a car wreck or something like that, and it turns out, in point of fact, her daughter did get into a car wreck at that time, at that night, and it's one of those weird things that there's no physical explanation for, there's no scientific explanation for, but you can't look at somebody who's telling you that story, or a story like yours, you can't look at somebody and say, well, that's just a bunch of nonsense, because you were there, you experienced
Absolutely.
It, and I have no reason to disbelieve what you're saying.
Absolutely. I don't expect you guys to become, you know, converts overnight or anything. In fact, at the time, I was borderline atheist.
Well, wait, what would I convert to?
Well, the belief in some kind of, you know, afterlife after this experience. I mean, this is too much of a coincidence to be a coincidence for me.
I think that energy is neither created nor destroyed, and I don't know what happens after.
I've heard that theory, and I don't know exactly. I'm not saying that there's a heaven or anything. I don't
subscribe to anything specific, because how could I really know? But I mean, there's some interesting things that have been looked at as far as people studying near-death experiences and things like that about the nature of consciousness and what happens to consciousness after a body dies. It's an open question right now, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.